the rest of the story. This not intended as offense to our nation's Northeast, but if all at once there were nobody home in the United States, the area we now call Maine would not be the first place that prospective colonists would choose to colonize. Winters there are just too long and too much. And yet that's precisely the area George Popham wanted to settle. His uncle, the Lord Chief Justice of England, supported his endeavor, and one fine May morning, two vessels set sail for the New World, specifically for the coast of Maine. At this point, you have to realize the difference between an expedition and a settlement. Exploring, that's easy. Enduring routine hardships and the seasons themselves, that's something else again. What George Popham wanted was to establish a permanent settlement. And so as the summer waned, the 120 men who would comprise Popham Colony landed at the mouth of what's now the Kennebec River. The long and proud tradition of Maine shipbuilding was initiated almost immediately with the construction of the Virginia, a handsome 30-ton vessel, and the colonists built a fort near the site at which they had landed. However, they could hardly have imagined the awful weather that lay before them. On the 18th of the following January, they reported in the colonial log that for seven interminable hours, virtually everything that could fall from the sky fell. And then it got cold. So cold that they crammed too much wood into the fireplace and burned their fort to the ground. Midwinter, a ship arrived from England and returned home with 60 freezing, starving colonists. They'd given up. George Popham, the governor of the colony, did stay on, and he soon died. Those who did not die that terrible winter would not stick around to try another. The following September, Popham Colony was utterly abandoned. The ship the colonists had built, the 30-ton Virginia, it long outlasted the colony itself. She subsequently sailed the American coast, gathering and delivering goods, and then for 20 years made the tobacco run between Virginia and England. Well, George Popham's name is not entirely forgot. Today's New Englanders are acquainted with Popham Beach and Fort Popham Memorial Park. However, the original Popham colony, the settlement George died trying to save, is relegated to a footnote in the history books. For history, well, history is partial to the winners, to the survivors. And that's the only reason that Popham Colony is not emblazoned on the minds of every American schoolager. Knowing what we now know of the New England climate, the state of Maine would hardly be the first place a prospective colonist would care to colonize, and yet it was the first place. Had the members of Popham Colony only managed to stick it out for more than 1 year, they would have shared the historical limelight with the other settlers down the road. With the other colonists who also established their colony that same year, the year 1607. Yes, that rings a bell, doesn't it? For a colony now and forever credited as America's first permanent settlement was founded in 1607, the home of the few who refused to quit. Their home was Jamestown. Now you know the rest of the story.